I'm Katie Gilkey with the Market Line Report for Monday, June 12th. From the floor of the CME Group, here's Virginia McGathy with how the release of the USDA reports affected Friday's markets.
The wheat was a little bit lower when the market came in. Actually, that kind of bounced around somewhat because the wheat supplies were much larger than we expected. But it wasn't really a whopper of a number. Sent some of the wheat a little bit lower, but it rallied back. That tells us that it's very possible that some of the damage that we expected in the crop, certainly in the spring wheat in Minneapolis, information has really not come down the pipeline yet. And when it does, then we're going to be able to understand exactly how much damage was to that crop.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday down 3.5 cents at 4.45¾. July corn ended the day up 2 cents at 3.87¾. Portland prices for June soft white wheat of ordinary protein ended the day down 3.25 to 3.5 cents, ranging from 4.65¾ to 4.91. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were down 2.25 cents, ranging from 5.26½ to 5.46½. June DNS wheat with 14% protein prices were up 2.25 cents, ranging from 7.06½ to 7.21½. August live cattle were down 17.5 cents on Friday at 123.85. August feeder cattle were up 22.5 cents at 154.17½. July class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 16.55. That's today's Marketline report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.